At its meeting in Anchorage last week, the Board of Fisheries approved the draft of a letter asking the secretaries of the U.S. Departments of Commerce and the Interior to adjust the MMPA to allow for state and tribal management of the sea otter population. Board member Rob Ruffner said changing the act is a big deal.
We do have a somewhat unique situation when you consider all of the marine mammals and just the successful growth rate that we're having of, you know, the literature that I could find from the Fish and Wildlife Service, which is referenced in this letter, talks about a 12 to 14% growth rate.
The Board of Fisheries has since sent the letter. It expresses concern about the sea otter's effect on commercial and subsistence harvests of shellfish and other sea animals, especially taking into consideration the rising number of sea otters in Southeast. Two resolutions before the House and the Senate have a similar goal. If passed, the legislation would amend the MMPA to allow Alaska Native groups and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to co-manage, take, and study marine mammals. A group based out of Old Harbor is against the state's involvement. The Alaska Sea Otter and Stellar Sea Lion Commission represents tribes across the state and voted to oppose the legislation at a quarterly meeting last week. Executive Director Leanna Jack Peterson says they recognize that the expanding population of sea otters is an issue, but says traditionally the relationship between tribes and the state has been adversarial. They'd prefer sea otters to remain under federal control.
You know, we believe that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service needs to work with the tribes and the tribally authorized organizations. I mean, really, just flat out, that's where it needs to be.
But she says the current approach to sea otters as a resource and a population could be better.
Through supporting the development of harvest management plans, through looking at, you know, changing regulations, you know, we believe that balance can be achieved, but presently, you know, that's not happening.
She says the Alaska Sea Otter and Stellar Sea Lion Commission would like to see a different approach to certain aspects of sea otter harvest. For instance, they want to see more tanneries willing to process marine mammals at lower prices. At its meeting, the commission approved a resolution against the legislation and forwarded it to the Senate Resources Committee, which held its first hearing on Senate Joint Resolution 13 on Monday. For KMXT, I'm Kayla DeRoche.